White, W.C. White, Mary. Healdsburg, California, October 26, 1877. Dear children, Willie and Mary, we left Oakland last Monday. We came to Petaluma. Brother Harmon took charge of the team on the boat. We rode up in a heavy rainstorm 6 miles to Brother Chapman's. We stayed with them 2 nights and thought we would come to this place before the heavier rains set in and travel all we could by private conveyance for Father's benefit. We thought it would do Sister Hall good to ride some, also Mary Clough. We stayed 1 night at Brother Demick's. Thursday morning we left there to come here to Healdsburg. It soon commenced to rain and rained nearly all the way, but we did not take cold. In the afternoon it was quite pleasant. Today we visited the Redwoods. Brother Cook accompanied us. Father kept the lines over the highest ascent and down. He seems to feel assurance in driving our gentle and perfectly manageable team. I think this is the best thing Father can do at present, is to be out all that he can, riding. He walks considerably, too. We expect to visit Fred Harmon Sunday. We shall do all we can do to keep Father changing. He wants to ride much of the time, and we think it does him good. We are staying at Brother Cook's for a few days. They do all in their power to make us feel at home. Of course, we cannot do a very great deal of writing. I get up at 4 o'clock and do my best at writing, and every spare moment I snatch up my pencil and write what I can. The Lord is blessing me with good health, cheerful spirits, and with His grace, which I prize above everything else. Father improves slowly, but I think he is not as nervous as he was. Lucinda returns next Monday to get our Sabbath readings. I think she enjoys the work. She bears the responsibility well. We have everything to be thankful for. Edson is doing well. The churches feel desirous for his labors and urge him to speak. Sister Chapman and Sister Colby say he is a very pleasant and able speaker. He spoke upon the sanctuary question, and they said they had never heard the subject handled better. We found him moved into his own house when we arrived. I hope the Lord will bless the boy and give him much of His Holy Spirit. We think of you often and would be so glad to see you. We do not cease to make you all subjects of our prayers. We know that you need wisdom daily that you may move in the will of God. Do not neglect constant earnest prayer for help and power from God. This is what you need every day and every hour in the day. If you have connection with God, you will be sustained by His grace, and your every effort will be pleasant and easy. Make yourselves as comfortable as you can, then trust God to care for and bless and strengthen you in your efforts. I will be grateful to God when I see Willie teaching the truth to others. Among your study of books, in no case neglect the study of the Scriptures, the Book of Books. Sunday. Yesterday I spoke to a goodly number assembled at Healdsburg. I had freedom in speaking and great tenderness of spirit as I related the love of God manifested to us in our affliction. The brethren seemed to be comforted and strengthened. Father attended the meeting, opened it for me by prayer and singing, and after I closed, said a few words. I had much freedom in speaking. I dwelt upon the willingness of God to do great things for us and our reluctance to assure our hearts before Him by the exercise of living faith. Father said when he returned from meeting, he would turn over a new leaf and exercise more than he had done. To begin with, he walked 1 mile in calling upon Brother Harmon and in returning. Brother Harmon lives now 1/2 mile from Brother Cook's. He left the Morrison farm, moved part of his goods up here Friday. Father does not lie down much, but he does not talk much, neither does he complain. He is, I think, improving slowly in physical strength. I cannot get time to write much. Riding and walking takes about all my time, but I am not anxious. I will not be. I will be happy and cheerful under all circumstances. God is good. I love Him, and I will praise Him forever. We are up this morning at 4 o'clock. We go to Fred Harmon's today in the mountains. We may go to the geysers before we return. If we find a good, retired place, we will write there perhaps a week or two. I find it not good for Father to settle down and house up. It is better for him to be stirring, having change. But if he could only walk out upon faith and bear his whole weight upon the promises of God, regardless of feeling, I hope he will make more earnest effort. God will help him every step he advances by faith. We shall visit St. Helena before we return to Oakland. We shall see the petrified forest and visit Napa. Lucinda returns home tomorrow. She says $100 would be no temptation for her to stay, for she knows she is needed there to get up books for Christmas and New Year's. Mary Clough will remain with me and do my work as I prepare it for her. I think of nothing more especial to write to you. I hope to have a letter as full in return. We are anxious to hear from you as often as possible. We hope you will be very careful of your health, for it belongs to God. It is not your own. Father has no disposition for a particle of stimulants. He did not take a particle of anything on the route. He was averse to anything of the kind. Well, children, trust in God, and do not let any matters divert you from the work. Give yourselves unreservedly to the object you have in view, fitting yourselves as laborers in the vineyard of the Lord. No doubt you will first visit Europe. Next you will, if Providence directs, preach the word. God will bless you. He will sustain you. He will give wisdom and strength. I believe it. Only go forward, trusting in Him, and you will see of His salvation. If students who are worthy wish to prosecute their studies and cannot for the want of means, you may use your judgment in telling them I will help them out. You may draw on me. If there is anything in the house in the line of clothing to make the students comfortable, use it. Some will want backing in the office. Use anything you think they need. Time is short. We have no time to hoard. God has entrusted us with means. We must use it. Mother.